It's not coming there.
You know what the homeless wreck?
Do we have a little recording?
Yeah, she's doing. Ready? Okay.
Bill, how are you? I like your shirt.
Okay, it's 5:05. We'll call the meeting to order. Okay, roll call. We have the meeting number. Gary, welcome Kim. And Supervisor Carol, Supervisor Thomas, and Supervisor Rosa, excuse me. Okay. Citizen comments. Any citizen comments?
Braden, do you wanna talk during the meeting?
Huh? Okay, citizen comments at four.
We're not like your dad at all.
Chair, I don't have any comments right now. Any supervisor comments?
I do.
Okay.
Public Works will not be meeting Monday, which would have been a normal day meeting. We don't have anything on the agenda for resolutions or anything that have to be voted on, so. With the slowing down of the, or speeding up, if you will, there's not a lot of projects also that to report on yet, so. We'll be meeting in November.
Tim?
Question to the chair.
Yes.
How is County K doing? Are we gonna be on schedule when we finish up by the end of the year, or are we?
Shall I read you a?
Yes.
How long is it?
Very short.
Lansbury after you tell us.
Very short, Clement Road, so it's very short.
That's on a G.
Yes, it is short.
So this went to Alderman Bagdala.
Oh.
We are anticipating to open County K to traffic by mid-November. However, due to delay in material supply for the CPRR work and railroad permit review process, the highway will only be open to one lane in each direction at the Pacific Railroad tracks. Canadian Pacific Railroad has indicated that material delivery is expected by February of 2023. Weather depending, the overall project will be completed by spring of 2023.
So one lane in each direction. Post mid-November, that's the expectation.
Yes.
So at least it'll be open.
Well, it was one.
It was one lane before.
That must mean there's no shoulder space, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a culvert that was gonna go underneath the tracks, and for whatever reason, the beginning of the project, it was never discussed, talked about, or otherwise even mentioned, and they wanted soil studies done.
Who's they?
It was about a month ago, CPRR, Canadian Pacific Railroad. Why wasn't that put in at the beginning where this could have been done? So according to Clement, he says the contractor is supposed to take care of all that stuff, you know? So when it came about, you know, Clement got hit with it a couple weeks ago, and he's like, no, you will have both lanes open. You know, I expect both lanes to be open, but that's the whole.
What's the consequence when the contractor doesn't deliver something sort of in a time frame? Like,
well, we don't govern the railroad.
I know, but
we can't.
It should be we should have, I think, a little more oversight over the contractor. If this is something that we've run across in the past, you know, and I don't know if it has been or not, Clement could have stepped in at that point and said something like, well, hey, we need to get a hold of that railroad because generally they want soil samples. And I don't know if that has been done in the past, so.
You mean the request of soil samples?
Is,
right, that's,
is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's
what
right.
What's the contractor doing today? Is
the contractor doing the general contractor who's hiring all the contractors in there.
Is the same.
Yeah, so that he should
right,
have.
Because
been,
we don't hire the
railroad.
Right, but in terms of the general, you know,
right.
Given their experience, would have probably
they should
known
have.
In the beginning. I don't know.
I agree. And they were even arguing about how not having any asphalt and all that, so.
Between the two, CP has been far more cooperative than UP.
Yeah.
UP is like the black hole from nowhere. You
right.
Never get anywhere from the sort of real commissioner.
You gotta have resolutions
yeah.
In order to get them to move. So.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the report.
Any other comments?
I had said this before we started, but I put on record. Judiciary law is not meeting. In November, we had no action items from the county executive's office or the sheriff's department. So we'll meet tentatively in December, should there be action.
Okay. Okay.
Human Services is meeting on Tuesday, pending confirmation of the agenda. That will be at 6 p.m. I have asked the health director to come and give a report on the 2022 health equity report, as well as the community health assessment progress and any data that they've collected on that thus far. And then I have also asked her to give us a report of all of the grants and contracts through the health department that are related to, directly or indirectly to, or tied to health equity. And then the employees that are covered by those grants, their jobs and the description of their job objectives. So I requested that. I have not received confirmation on the agenda, but if anyone would like to turn it at 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Any other seeing none. Communication, Joe, do we have anything? Okay, approval of minutes.
Second.
Moved in second by Supervisor Rodriguez and Supervisor Becker. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes. Okay, number six, update and enter instant assessment. I guess that was the main reason for the meeting tonight, so people can get some problems with the assessment, but that is in the budget, so pretty much everything was done. We got a, we call it, some information on what they're gonna do it and what the cost is gonna be, and it's in the budget, so we should know that. We don't need to discuss that.
We're using reserves for it, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I wanted to ask you.
I already asked.
Never asked questions about answers. This is not solely just on the rides, correct? It's going to look at our response for natural disasters.
Pretty much. Yes. Yes.
I just think that's important to know.
Yeah. I mean, we're at meeting, you know, with them, and you know, they give us. What they were going to do, and also all of them, you know, five many different ways that we should do it.
Can I just add some,
Now, the other thing is identification of issues for future discussions. Do you guys have anything that you want to discuss in the next meeting mainly, or even after that, or? Do you have any ideas now, or you want to send them to me so we can put it on the next agenda? Whatever you guys want. Anybody? Anybody?
All right, I can think of is how we're going to handle it. Kenosha looks like they're going to start the revetment on the shoreline in, first, I think, next year. And I'm not trying to keep up with Kenosha, the city, but. Is that going to create other problems on our shoreline, or I have no idea. I mean, do we need to start considering
that's,
that? I know it's finances.
One place fixes it, then it just pushes it further
down
the line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The only shoreline we have is Camper.
Yes.
It's the only
thing. Yeah. What were the numbers? You remember the numbers?
I thought it was like
28 million. I think it was 27, 28. I think it's 40
so
million
now it's
for
like,
the city.
So now it's like 30 at least.
The last I ordered was 27.
But we haven't gotten any grant monies.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're not. They're going ahead without it. Apparently, I don't know how they're figuring that out.
Okay. So if you guys think of anything that we should discuss, please give me a call or send it to me, and we'll put it to the next meeting. And speaking of the next meeting, the date that we should have our meeting is on Thanksgiving. You guys want to come over on Thanksgiving Day and
are you bringing the turkey?
Yeah.
No.
Is I'll bring
no,
the
stuffing. I'm not gonna say that.
What do the Italians eat on Thanksgiving? Is there something special?
Well, depends where
Thanksgiving
where
there's no Thanksgiving in Italy. So it's Italian American.
Thanksgiving
yeah,
is over at my house and not
Joe's cooking. You stuffed the turkey with ravioli.
Yeah. And until not too long ago, it was.
I guess you can say that.
Thanksgiving, American way, and Thanksgiving, yeah. Italian way.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just pretty much Italian way.
Can we all agree, though, that ham is better than turkey?
Yes. For me, yes.
Okay, well, then we're on the same team.
Okay.
So the 15th, then?
Steaks even better.
Okay, the 15th is the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
As you would do.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys want to do a test with the board meeting?
I would suggest if legislative has nothing to meet before the board meeting, if they have something just
to agree, meet especially after. If the meeting's going to be a long one, I don't know. Because it's going to last till 9:30. I would prefer not to have a meeting after.
I was thinking about the same thing, but I don't know about legislative. But, should we do the kind of.
Well, they don't have anything. Is he even planning on having
Well, right now there's no action.
Not that I'm aware of. That doesn't mean there won't be. I haven't discussed the November meeting with Supervisor Thomas, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Should we?
How about 15th and we'll figure out the time.
Okay, should I ask Brian Thomas. Supervisor Thomas? If they don't have one, we'll do a tower set 6 o'clock. Should give us enough time, right?
We're starting legislative at 6:30 from now on, so.
Oh. If I wait till we can
tell you. Yeah, so I think that's 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so let's put it that way, and I'll talk to Supervisor Trump. It's not even, it might even come tonight, so, but we'll have time on that anyway.
If I may.
Okay, go ahead.
I see on our agenda we don't have any other business, but I just want to, I forgot to put this during my comments. Judiciary and law, we have moved our meetings. We're still the first Wednesday of the month, but we moved into 4:15. It just works better with everybody's schedule, including our staff's schedule as well.
Okay, and everybody agreed.
Everybody in the committee agreed. Yeah.
Okay.
That way the staff doesn't have to stay late.
Right, go home, come back. Our staff lives on the website.
Okay, do we have any comments? Well, of course, nobody knows it. Yeah. So if anybody else is complaining, other supervisors or.
Not to my knowledge. We did note when we chose that there are like the Board of Health, Brookside, et cetera, they meet during the business hours.
So, I mean, personally, as long as it's a part of the committee and everything, I don't have a problem. You know?
All parties involved, the committee members,
right.
Our staff, the sheriff's department.
So as long as those are, I don't have a problem.
Correct.
The only concern is for people who'd like to make public comment, you know, it's very difficult, but, you know, cross that bridge if you.
Well, that's what I was,
We haven't had a lot of public at our meetings.
Right. Yeah. We'll try it and see how it is. If we have problems, we can always change it back to what it was.
The staff are there every time, the public or not, so it's better for the staff.
Okay, any other comments, any other thing? If not, the motion to adjourn. Moved by someone. Supervisor Liggett, second by Supervisor Stenker. Any discussion? All those in favor, hold on. You first.
Aye.
Okay, committee.
Aye.
And I guess we're okay.
Let's go have some food. You gotta melt in there and get your food.
Let's go have some food.
Thank you, Joe. For a special dinner with us.
We will.
Okay.
You're playing a Lego game?
Tennis is done.
Is Zach, you want to give up the chair?
Yeah,
you can take it.
I would love to have
Zach, you want to give up the chair?
Swimming.
No, that's why I say that.